Hi, I'm Joe. The biggest concern or the most difficulties that one has when applying for the visa is you put the information in, you do the application, and it's a lot of work that goes into it. And it's quite a bit of a stressful time and, a lot of collaboration work that needs to be done between not just yourself and your future employer. And once you've processed the applications and gone through all the medical checks and, language tests and all the money that actually has to be paid to actually go through the entire process, it goes through into like a little rabbit hole. And, you do the application and they receive it. And then the information that you get back is done through, a company, and you can see your application is there. But trying to get information out to say how far you are with the application, even just getting a rough idea of, are you number 10 in the queue? Are you 2 weeks there? It's quite hard. You get an automated reply if you're sending an email, which is usually the case. They say 10 to 20 work days, reply on email request. And that's fine. It's understandable because, I presume there are many applications. If you phone through, which you can do, and I have to admit, those people, when they answer the phone, they are absolutely amazing. They're absolutely, fantastic to speak with. They're friendly. They're helpful when they're trying to look at your application, but they can't give you more information other than they've received it. And they are inundated. And trying to phone them, you have to kind of time it. So they're only available for a phone call from, let's say, 9:30 in the morning up until 12:30. Then after that, you can't get anything out. So it is also quite frustrating having to, wait for a visa that's supposed to have taken 30 days. Then all of a sudden it changes to 55 days, and then it all changes to 75 days. And then you speak to the person and they say, oh, you're busy with December applications right now. It might change to 90 days. You're waiting to start a new career and a new job and, willing and able and capable to come to the island and provide your expertise and, be part of a growing economy. And you're sitting waiting and waiting and waiting for something that's supposed to have been taken less than a month to do.
And I suppose it has an even further knock-on then in terms of the actual logistics of then moving. It has a knock-on. You don't know when to book flights. You don't know when to find some accommodation, to like somewhere to live when you get here. You don't know how you're going to sort out a car, for example. All of those things that then have a knock-on effect as a result.
100%. So to give now, I've been working for my previous company. I worked for them for over 13 years. So, I'm a loyal employee. I like to do what I do, and I'm very good at what I do. And I left my employment end of February, and I've been waiting for my work visa, and it should have come through already in the middle of March. I should have had it by now. I should have gone to the island. You can't book flights. You can't do any of that. Now I'm sitting and waiting. I can't look for an apartment. I can't look at vehicles. I can't look at anything like that. Your entire life literally gets placed on hold for weeks. And you have this impending, you're not an irritation, but this, it does become quite a mental battle every day where you're having to wait for it. And you don't have an income whilst you're waiting for it, So you want to be productive. You want to be a good citizen, if you want to put it in that fashion, where you actually want to contribute towards every single day life, and you want to be part of something new and exciting. And the longer you wait, that excitement level goes down and down and down because you have to wait for it. It's quite sad, but it is the unfortunate truth behind it. It's one of those things.
Is that impacting then your opinion of the Isle of Man before you even get here?
Well, it does kind of make you realize that everything on the island might not be as fast or as quick as one would think it might be. You kind of have to understand that, yes, it's an island, it's small, not a lot of people. The idea of going to a safer environment, better people, yeah, that's great. But at the same time, also thinking, okay, if I'm going to have to go, let's say for argument's sake, exchange my driver's license, something small, something basic, is that also going to take that long? Is the processes also going to be as slow? Does that mean I won't be able to drive a vehicle if the processes are not in place and the people are not as dedicated to their work as they should be? Is it also going to take weeks for it to happen? That means I can't drive, I can't go to work, or can't travel. you know, that also puts that kind of an idea in the back of your mind. It doesn't impact it negatively. I think it just changes your perception of what could be the possible daily life on the island. A bit more slower, a bit more laid back, which is great. You know, not the city life that one gets used to. But it does make you kind of aware that not everything is always as green on the other side as you would kind of hope. But it is part of the life, I guess. So it's acceptable to some certain degree, but it's for a better life at the end of the day. So you kind of just smug and make it up.
And you were initially told that it was going to be 35 days, then 55 days. It's now gone up to 90 days. So when are you hoping that you may get your visa? Do you have kind of a rough date when you think you're hoping you might have received it by?
The official date on the immigration portal website, on Isle of Man's immigration website, is stating 75 days. So if it is 75 days, it'll be middle May, but it's not a guarantee. So it could take longer than 75 days. And that is the problem. That is the situation where, do you guarantee yourself 75 days, or do you say, okay, 90 days, or maybe even longer? Because you don't know. You don't know the current situation, what is actually going on with the immigration department. How many people are there? Are there only four? Are there only three? Are there 15 people working on the applications? Are there literally so many applications that, let's say, 20 people are inundated and they're working their little fingers off, which kudos to them for doing a great job. But at the same time, and I mean, they have to keep the border safe and, you know, only let, you know, people through that's supposed to be there. But I can't rely on 75 days. And that is the problem. It's 2 weeks from now, or a week from now, or a month from now. That is the mental state that you kind of get stuck with. It's, you don't know.
And so what happens for you now then? I suppose it's a waiting game, but will there come a point when you're not actually able to wait any longer for that visa?
For me, it's not a case of not being able to wait. I have to wait, and I'm going to wait. I want to go to the island. I, you know, I want to be there. It's a beautiful place. I've got family that's there. They absolutely love it. They adore it. And I want to go there as well. So for me personally, I'll wait as long as I need to wait till I can get that visa and go. So I'm willing to wait for as long as I need to. But on the other side, you also have an employer on that side who is also waiting patiently. So, you know, you kind of have a double-edged sword. We on our side is waiting. We're happy to wait because, you know, you want to make a better life for yourself. But you've got a person on the other side that is employing someone waiting for a skill set to arrive that they can utilize for their business and grow their business. But how long are they willing to wait for someone to arrive?
And your prospective employer, have they been understanding about the situation with you as well?
Oh, absolutely. They've been absolutely phenomenal. They've really understanding. They know it's an issue. I believe they've made some inquiries as to what can be done. But because it's an individual application, they can't get information out themselves as an employer. But they've been brilliant. They're willing to wait. Thankfully, in my case, they're willing to wait. Other people might not be so lucky. If their employer says, look, you need to start on the 1st of May, you do the application 3 months in advance, you do the application 6 months later, you still don't have it. That employer might turn around and say, look, sorry, but we can't wait any longer, or the position is no longer available because they found someone else that was able to come through. So I'm actually quite lucky with my employer. So that's actually a good thing.
Well, we have approached government for comment, and we've had a couple of responses so far. Amy joins us in the studio. Amy, what have they said?
Well, Treasury says it acknowledges that in recent months there have been a number of reports of individuals and businesses who are experiencing challenges when navigating the island's immigration process. It says it's largely down to increased processing times, which have caused a level of uncertainty and frustration among employers and employees alike. Treasury says it understands these concerns and wants to provide assurance that resolving these challenges quickly and effectively is a matter of priority. It stresses an action plan is in place to respond to immediate concerns and develop a path to permanently address specific issues. The focus now is said to be on stabilising the current immigration process and delivering material improvements for both employers and visa applicants in the coming weeks. In the meantime, though, Treasury has apologised for any inconvenience this situation has caused.
Well, of course, delays to visas also means a knock-on impact for work permits, which are overseen by the Department for Enterprise, of course. So we've also heard from them as well.
We have. And in another statement, the department says it recognises the significant pressures faced by the Passports, Immigration and Nationality Office, arising predominantly from high levels of current demand, and appreciates the efforts of Treasury to bring in additional resource to support the processing of visa applications. It says while it's received industry feedback that a number of roles have been impacted by extended processing times, it is important to stress that there are various factors which impact on employee relocations. Of course, the government is working towards increasing the island's population to 100,000 people as part of its island plan, and these delays will certainly impact that, which the Department of Enterprise does discuss. It says officers are continuing to work closely with industry partners to support ongoing plans for expansion in the island. In respect of the work permits, the department remains committed to reviewing and proposing reforms to the work permit system, as signalled in the island plan, to simplify and improve the process for both employers and candidates. It's liaising with stakeholders to consider a number of options for improvements while maintaining appropriate controls. But while those reforms are being considered, the department says it wants to stress that the overwhelming majority of work permit applications are approved and are done so quickly.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.